We don't play no games, we don't say no names. She just want that thing, and I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. She just want that thing, and I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Hey, work for your dreams, never pay for them. Fuck that little team, never play for them, waste away for them. Even when I'm working, I'm vacationing them. I knew it's smiling if it ate in them. It doesn't matter where they station him, you always will be making it.
Denham Brown, three to go. Denham Brown, 4-3. No good. By George, the dream is alive.
Hail to George Mason. Hail, Victor. Story. Is that how it goes?
Exactly. Or? And man, I am psyched win at UMass.
Overtime. Overtime?
Otis dropping 33 points? Career high.
Shut up.
So basically, I'm over at the Jonesy residence.
Yep. We're
obviously, before the game starts, we're frantically trying to pull the game up because it's not a free stream. We have Xfinity. It's not on Xfinity.
Sometimes A10 Network has free streams. Sometimes you have to pay $6.
So tonight we paid the $6.
We paid the $6.
Kind of makes us better fans, right? We donated.
Yeah, we donated.
So won the game 80-72. Chris, give us a couple of your hot takes from the game.
Hot takes. Let's see. So, A, we put up 80 points, which is impressive under a Paulson offense. We haven't seen that a lot this year, at least. So everyone was kind of clicking offensively, specifically Otis and Jair Grayer, who put up like a very quiet 20 points. What did I see? I saw us still make some of the same mistakes. We're doing a lot of turnovers, a lot of traveling. But we
did force turnovers for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But we were actually at times hitting our threes. We were able to, I think we were shooting pretty efficiently from the line, correct?
Correct.
And UMass also was doing terrible at the line. So I think overall, like, we dealt with their size advantage, and I think we used our speed.
And I think a big reason why we can take on big men in the paint much better now is because Calixt is playing. And not only is he playing, but he's getting great production. So tonight, for example, he had 8 points, 12 rebounds. I mean,
12?
That's massive to have a guy kind of controlling the
paint. It's massive.
Now, he definitely fouled out, but
he had to.
You know, like, he was battling a guy that should be an offensive tackle for the Redskins.
Well, also, he should have a replacement, except it's like Mar.
Right. And you got to give Mar credit for the last 2 minutes. He kind of hang on, like, he handled his business in the
right
paint.
And if we know anything, AJ just, he had some minutes early, had two quick fouls, and we never saw him again. I mean, that was just kind of like the searching for AJ.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm still searching. You know, I still think he should get more minutes, but for a win, the guys who did contribute.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's applaud the guys that actually put up the
points. You get 13 points from Mar. Like you said, a quiet from
Grayer. It was kind of a quiet from 13 from Mar, too. It's like you were, I don't know. Noticing Otis.
It's because Otis stole the show, because he got into the paint whenever he wanted to. He was actually dropping dimes. I think he had 8 assists, you know, which was a career high. He was just kind of doing it all, and you kind of wait for him to do that every game, and sometimes he gets into the paint, he gets double teamed, but I just didn't see a lot of adjustments made by the Massachusetts coach to stop
Otis.
He's
young. It's his first year. But anyways,
he was getting to the paint whenever he wanted to.
I think we're all impressed with the win. I think we're going to build a little bit of momentum going into our Sunday afternoon thriller versus Davidson. What are your thoughts on the game? I don't know how to gauge this Davidson team. There was a lot of hype going into the season.
Well, there's a lot of hype by Petey Buckets, and since he's our expert, we can kind of fall on him.
Aldridge is like one of the best players in the league, and they take their first A-10 game as an L to Richmond. Ooh, Richmond had 2 wins going into that game.
Right. So, I mean, that's tough. Ooh. And so you have to want to, if you're Mason, you have to want to take advantage of this and go 2-1 in the A-10 and kind of reassert yourself.
And sorry, I'm like choking on my own like
it's okay.
optimism
bring
here.
It back.
But
bring it back.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, Mason has had Davidson's number as of late. They beat the Gibbs-led, you know, Davidson team. They've beaten other forms of this Davidson team. I don't know if, you know.
We get to come back home. Mason's been on the road for like a week.
Right, and they've stayed on the road.
You know who else has been on the road?
Who?
Is Allen. And eventually
Let's
we just have.
Let's applaud Allen. Oh.
I'm just knocking my mic over. But, I mean, you know.
Applaud Allen for being on the road. And I'm spelling road R-H-O-D-E or whatever.
And watching that blowout, could you imagine if we lost an OT? So, like, while he's on the road, he gets to witness a blowout and OT loss. That'd be miserable. So, thank you, Mason Nation. I tweeted out that you guys owed that man a meal. You still do.
I'm not buying it.
But got to be excited. Just to go back to the UMass game a little bit, it was interesting. It was definitely a game of runs. So we would get hot, and they would get hot.
It sounds like my like experience after Chipotle. Like I have some runs, and it's like hot.
Or if Mason scores 70, and we like head to Glory Days real quick and get those free wings, Glory sauce. Oh, I did.
Wow,
and it was same experience.
That's a low point. I don't think anybody does that.
I did. So. Here we are. I mean, it was a game of runs, and what really interested me was that Mason was very aggressive in the passing lanes. And I don't know if it was something that they saw in film. Maybe UMass was very sloppy, but we got a lot of steals and kicked it up and got a lot of transition buckets. You could see Otis. It was a clear, you know,
but
it was a clear focus.
At the end of the day, you have to imagine, though, this UMass team – oops, sorry. I keep hitting my mic, too – is going to be about the same record as Mason at the end of the day when it comes to their A-10 play. They're both going to be middle of the road.
But that's why it's a big win.
It is a big win. Yes, for sure. To have it at you know, UMass. But I'm just saying that this is going to be a very similarly skilled team. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what we can do against Davidson, which I think a lot of people still are projecting them to be a top-tier team. So that'll be a real test.
It was nice to see what we could do against a big guy. I mean, he did have like 7 blocks or something crazy.
So
he clearly controlled.
The announcer listed him at 6'11", 320?
Right.
That sounds fake.
Really? I mean, how could you not be playing football? Like, that's the size of Ty Nasecki or whatever that guy's name is.
Right.
So either way, sorry, back
random
up tackle.
Ty Nasecki reference.
Either way, we're looking forward to Davidson at this point. I got to predict we pull out the win there at home. I think Davidson's going to be
classic by George stance. We're going to win.
That's going to be like they're another one of those mid-tier A-10 teams who the F knows.
Okay.
It would be nice to see Mason, like last season, kind of hang up there in that top 6. Now, everyone's kind of ruling that out after our performance recently, but
If it clicks.
And the juniors can score 40 points combined,
but who knows? Are we going to say, like, the X Factor now? We can pivot sort of like our early season predictions at the X Factor. Is it Greg Calixt?
Right. I mean, it kind of has to be. And he got the opportunity to go against a Penn State, go against a Rhode Island. Like, he's played some.
He's getting significant minutes and doing a lot with those minutes. I mean, what were his rebound totals? You said he got a double-double, right?
No, he had 8 points, but
eight.
12 rebounds.
12 rebounds.
I mean,
it's impressive.
He was 3 for 9
impressive.
From the line, but he was also going against, like we said, some guy who's like 6'11". So, yeah,
right.
He got blocked a couple times.
But
you give that guy a pump fake.
He also had a few blocks of his own.
Right.
So,
and not only that, but big rebounds. I mean, he had an and one in the game.
So he'll be expected to guard Peyton Aldridge. Aldridge?
And
Something like that.
And he looks good doing so.
But that kid's like 6'11". He could shoot threes. He's going to be a tough matchup for Greg. And we'll see. I mean, can we see like a diversified Calixt in terms of what he could do defensively? Because he was actually – he blocked a three-point shot to end the game. Right?
I know, with
I
four
like,
fouls. Like, that's aggressiveness. And that's the kind of like strength that I've said that this team is needed.
I think we've also seen a mixed bag from him athletically speaking, because there were a few times where he could have dunked the ball this game. And he didn't. I don't know if he could, but then like I actually saw him get up and get like a few rebounds and a few block shots where I'm like, this kid is kind of athletic.
Right.
I mean, he's no AJ, but I mean, he can get up.
I mean, you just think about what he's going to be in 3 years when potentially like Reuter comes and goes and Greg's a senior and already playing as a freshman. I mean, you got to be excited. You know, a little bit disappointed with the rest of the freshmen. Yeah, Marr is to be expected to get his 8 to 13 points. You want to see more from AJ and Green, though, going forward.
And a little bit of Kyer. Kyer tonight put up 2 points.
Right. And Boyd, you expected to see kind of like some scoring flashes coming off the bench. I think that's something that we need to develop going forward. Moving Calixt into the starting lineup gave us a score off the bench. So yeah. Let's use him. The guy can score in bunches. He can shoot well. He can get to the bucket.
We're getting a few threes that just clank, and then like a few turnovers, and that's kind of the night for Ian Boyd these days.
It's a short leash, you can see, for some of these players on the on a short bench.
Yeah.
And which is random. Once we get into A-10 play, these guys are going to have to contribute more.
He's going to have to stretch the bench, though, like no matter what. Even if he doesn't feel like a particular player that night, he's going to have to. I mean, these kids are going to get so tired. I mean, I know that we can make the argument they're 19 years old, their bodies can take it. Well, I don't know, man. Like, it's a lot of games.
You just got to hope that all that work that they put in the offseason is paying off. So real quick, before we get out of here, George is predicting a win versus Davidson to go 2-1 in the A-10.
I'm sorry not to interrupt, but I'm not expecting a win.
We'll be there live. We'll be probably watching the Jags-Bills game on the computer in Media Row.
I got $30 on that game.
But you better believe we'll be there. Before we go, though, I want to call out one obnoxious person at EBA a couple weeks ago before the holidays. I saw him yelling in Otis Sr.'s direction, talking about Otis not having any heart and not being good. Well, you know what?
And referring to Otis Jr.
Correct. And I want to send him tonight's game film because he just beat UMass by himself. Yeah, he had some help from Grayer, blah, 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 blah. But Otis put us on his back. He should have won the game in regulation, didn't let it carry over, and ended up balling in overtime. So to that fan, that Georgetown clown who came into EBA and ran his mouth to one of our fellow Mason Nation fans, go F yourself.
Exactly.
And I hope you watch tonight's game.
He probably didn't because he probably didn't shell over the 6 backs. But easily, though, I mean, Otis made him eat his words. I mean, let's get real. He put up 33 points. He did almost a triple-double. I think he was like a few points off of, you know, doing all that. But I'm just saying he was clutch, too. He also made his free throws. I think he was perfect from the line.
And we hit up Petey Buckets to find out, you know, when the last time a guy scored 30 for Mason.
I gotta imagine it's Pearson, right? Or Sherrod Wright?
Yeah, I mean, he said that he would take a guess at Cam Long versus VCU or Dre Smith hitting 10 threes.
Well, that's a guaranteed 30.
By the way, Petey Buckets, okay. His apartment is flooding, so you won't see too much content from him. So I kind of felt bad sending him that text because he's probably knee-deep in, like, dirty water. But
you're putting him on full blast. Right now he's bucketing out water out of a window. It's freezing immediately.
He tweeted it out.
Okay. Oh.
He tweeted out, I'm dealing with a flood. I'm going to postpone my post. I was like, whoa.
Wow. All right. It takes a lot for him to postpone a post.
Correct. So we want to thank you for everything you do. Hopefully, we'll buy you a canoe if you need one, Petey. But we'll always take a Mason win. Lately I've been feeling a little bit human. A little bit human. A little bit human. Lately I've been feeling it. A little bit human. A little bit human. A little bit human. Lately I've been thinking about the ways I used to like to be. Maybe someday we'll create some harmony. Thinking about a way to get what that I want. Maybe someday you'll be the one. I'm a bit less. Maybe I'm a bit. Maybe I'm a bit less. Maybe I'm a bit. Maybe I'm a